The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as our habit now, we're starting off the program with some entertainment-style news, or news about entertainers, marking the passing of Mary Wilson, one of the original members of the Supremes. She died at age 76 this past week. Wilson, Diana Ross, and Florence Ballard made up the first successful configuration of the Supremes, Motown's first and most commercially successful girl group. Ballard was replaced by Cindy Birdsong in 1967, and Wilson stayed with the group until it was officially disbanded in 1977. The 1960 group's first number one million-selling song, Where Did Our Love Go, was released in June 1964. It would be the first of five consecutive number ones, with Baby Love, Come See About Me, Stop, In the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again. Following in quick succession, the Supremes also recorded the hits You Can't Hurry Love, Up the Ladder to the Roof, and Love Child. Wilson, Ross, and Ballard were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. The chair of the Motown Museum said of Wilson, "The world has lost one of the brightest stars in the Motown family," and called her an icon. Mary Wilson, the longest-reigning original Supreme, dead at the age of 76. Netflix is launching a food show with former First Lady Michelle Obama March 16th. The new show, called Waffles and Mochi, will be all about good food, discovering it, cooking it, and, of course, eating it. The former First Lady posted on that message on Instagram. The 20-minute episodes will combine live action and puppets, and Obama will be a series regular. The show centers on two best friend puppets who dream of becoming chefs and travel across the world looking for ingredients and making dishes alongside renowned chefs, home cooks, kids, and celebrities. Giant animatronic dinosaurs will invade the North Carolina State Fairgrounds February 18th through the 28th. The exhibition includes 40 full-size moving dinosaurs, and tickets are already on sale. This drive-through adventure will feature massive moving dinosaurs, including the Triceratops, the Parasaurolophus, Microraptor, and T-Rex. As part of the event, a press release says visitors will learn how dinosaurs evolved over time, where they called home, and the discoveries that paleontologists have made about how they ate, moved, and behaved. The event includes an audio tour available in both English and Spanish that plays through your car's audio system. The tour guides visitors through a fictional Pangaea National Park as they come across different scenes and dinosaurs. Visitors also will get a survival pack with a passport to Pangaea that includes a scavenger hunt and other surprises. Tickets are $49.95 per vehicle and available through the Dino Safari website at dinosafari.com. And speaking of dinosaurs, experience an exhibit that will transport you 67 million years into the past. You'll have a front row seat for research that scientists and dinosaur enthusiasts will be talking about for decades to come. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences welcomes the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit, scheduled to open in 2022. It all started some 67 million years ago. A T-Rex and a Triceratops died and were rapidly buried together in a single grave, preserving their bones and tissues, allowing for complete fossilization. Their bodies turned to skeletons, and then fossils. It is incredibly rare for even one complete articulated skeleton to be preserved, let alone two together. For both these iconic specimens to be preserved intact for 67 million years is the rarest of the rare. Facilities for this rare exhibit are under construction now and will be completed sometime next year at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. By the way, this T-Rex is thought to be the only 100% complete skeleton of its kind known anywhere in the world. The SECU Dino Lab, SECU meaning State Employees Credit Union Dino Lab, will be a state-of-the-art space designed for the public to not only view, but to experience. Within this research center, visitors will be able to get up close and personal with the fossils and meet some of the scientific team as they uncover long-buried secrets. Don't expect any public events in Raleigh through at least March 31st. City Council moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all knew, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled, and this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all concerts at indoor and outdoor venues were shut down, as were events like J. Cole's Dreamville Music Festival, the State Fair, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Raleigh's Christmas Parade, First Night Raleigh's New Year's Eve Celebration, and many, many more. Not only did we miss out on the entertainment and fun these events would have provided, but the financial impact has been enormous. For example, canceling the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival meant a loss of at least $18 million. Capacity limits and safety concerns have led to the cancellation or postponement of numerous shows, concerts, and events, a trend that will likely continue through the early part of 2021. With vaccinations occurring daily, venue and theater operators are trying to plan for shows sometime this year. All special events and gatherings of 50 or more people in Raleigh are canceled through March 31st, though most of their larger-scale events take place later in the year. That includes the IBMA World of Bluegrass, the largest event the city hosts each year. The 2020 version of the World of Bluegrass was available online. The Carolina Theater of Durham is temporarily closed for 6 months. That, according to an announcement from the entertainment venue, the Performing Arts Center is closed through January 30th. A spokesman for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic issues. The theater has not operated at full capacity since March 13th last year. Anyone who has purchased tickets to an event at the theater should hold on to their tickets until the event happens as scheduled or until an event has been postponed or officially canceled. Lovers of opera music should take note. The Metropolitan Opera is still streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live and HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 p.m. the following day. The schedule includes outstanding performances from the last 14 years of cinema transmissions, starring all of opera's greatest singers. Again, for details, you can check out their website, metopera.org. All right, looking at the entertainment venues or clubs in downtown Raleigh, and we're talking about the Ritz, Poorhouse Music Hall, and Lincoln Theater. The Ritz has two upcoming events currently scheduled. Wednesday, April 14th, Milky Chance with Mind the Moon Tour 2021. And Tuesday, May 11th, Kaleo Fight or Flight Tour. Lincoln Theater has no events scheduled until early June. And the Poorhouse Music Hall has an event Friday, March 12th. Violence with Outlier and Gross Reality. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed until October because of COVID-19. The festival was originally set to take place May 15 and 16 in downtown Raleigh. It's now scheduled for the weekend of October 9th and 10th. With the COVID pandemic continuing to evolve and the safety of our festival participants a top priority, we have decided to postpone our namesake festival until October, when the odds of presenting an event that lives up to our standards and our audience's expectations should be better. That from Artsplosure Executive Director Michael Lauder. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled. Festivals and special events of more than 50 people have been canceled through at least the end of March, and that includes the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival and the Raleigh Night Market. If your family was thinking about a trip to Raleigh's Pullen Park, there are a few things you should know. The park's popular carousel is closed because of COVID-related precautions. And the park's kiddie train is currently closed until February 27th, and that is for regular track maintenance. The park's kiddie boats are open, but with limited capacity. If you go, you'll need to pass a wellness check and wear a mask while riding the attractions. The city cautions people to expect some wait times. All right, we're going to talk about Duke performances. Virtual spring season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 72 hours. And the upcoming events start with the schedule at Saturday, February 20th. Voces 8, a British vocal octet, makes its Duke Performances debut with a program celebrating its vernacular musics. Since the octet's founding in 2005 and becoming a professional ensemble in 2007, Voces 8 has attained international recognition for its concerts and recordings, which feature an extensive repertory. Saturday, February 27th, Poulenc Trio. The group has been called Virtuosos of Classical and Contemporary Chamber Music in one profile that was done for Russian television. The trio is committed to commissioning, performing, and recording new works from contemporary composers. Since its founding, the trio has greatly expanded the repertoire available for the oboe, bassoon, and piano, with more than 20 new works written or arranged for the group, including three triple concertos for trio and full orchestra. And Friday, March 5th, Duke Performances in Conversation. And this is with Amir Suleiman, acclaimed poet, activist, recording artist, and filmmaker. Suleiman will read from and discuss his work, which viscerally and spiritually confronts themes of race, identity, suffering, healing, and love. Suleiman's reading caps a week of virtual engagements with the Duke and Durham community, including local K through 12 students. This is a free event at noon. Then Saturday, March 13th, is James Enns, violin, and Orion Weiss, on piano. A renowned recitalist, James Enns, makes his Duke Performances debut with pianist Orion Weiss in a program of violin sonatas from across two centuries. That from Duke Performances. Carolina Performing Arts, they're in the midst of the Commons Festival. The Commons Festival at Carolina Performing Arts is back in digital form. The Commons is an initiative devoted to supporting artists by fostering local creative community and discourse in and around the Triangle. Join for streaming performances by the four Commons artists in residence, as well as Shop Talk, small format roundtable events bringing together current, emerging, and aspiring arts professionals to talk about areas of the performing arts field. The festival will be held through February 20th. All events must be registered for separately. And Friday, February 19th, Southern Discomfort by Johnny Lee Chapman III. This is a detailed roadmap through the geography and lesser-known histories of the state of North Carolina, known for its easy access to both the mountains and the coast. Although the canonical recorded history may date back only to the late 18th century, when the state became one of the original 13 colonies, the hills and waterways of North Carolina remember the oral traditions of the people that called this place home. The land is teeming with tradition and legend, some remarkable, others less appealing, but together they define our state. That's streaming at 7 p.m. And finally, Saturday, February 20th, the Shop Talk, Here Now, Creating Capacity for Artists at Home. The Digital Commons provides Carolina Performing Arts an important opportunity to support area artists and foster discourse among arts professionals. It also allows for the exploration of new modes of arts criticism through collaborations with Indie Week. Join in for the final event in the Commons Festival Shop Talk series as they consider questions of what it means to dedicate resources to the commissioning, presentation, and promotion of local artists. Again, all Commons Festival events must be registered for separately. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They've scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Streaming starts at 8 o'clock. Details about upcoming events available by calling Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. Here is the schedule currently. Saturday, February 20th, the Krueger Brothers with the North Carolina Symphony, and this is a streaming event, as is Saturday, February 27th, Famous Overtures. And again, this is from the North Carolina Symphony. March 5, 6, and 11, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. On the current schedule for Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Then Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from Carolina Ballet. Returning to the stage in March is Robert Weiss's revered ballet Four Seasons. Vivaldi's renowned piece of music paired with Weiss's vibrant choreography leaves no doubt as to why this is a triangle favorite. The program will also feature a new ballet by Weiss, and this is being held at a different location. Okay, March 19 and 20, and 25 and 26, Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. March 26 and 27, and April 1st, Gershwin and Dvorak, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. April 9, 10, and 15, Beethoven Eroica, another streaming event from North Carolina Symphony. Friday and Sunday, April 9th and 11th, was scheduled for La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera, but that has been postponed. Again, La Boheme postponed in April. April 16, 17, and 22 and 23, Ragtime Kings. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Also, April 30th and May 1st and May 6th and 7th, Beethoven Violin Concerto. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Moving over to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Pretty Woman the Musical, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Oklahoma have all been postponed. Again, those three events, Pretty Woman the Musical, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Oklahoma, have been postponed. The first on the schedule, Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. A true legend in every sense of the word, Julie Andrews has entertained millions for more than a half century. Ms. Andrews shares her extraordinary experiences from her early days of vaudeville in England to the popular projects and works she continues to create today. Friday and Saturday, May 14 and 15 at Durham Performing Arts Center, Trolls Live. Monday and Tuesday, June 14 and 15, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. What happens after an artist has achieved his dreams? That was the major question Jason Isbell was asking himself leading up to the creation of his latest album. Reunions, recorded with the 400 Unit. After all, four-time Grammy winner Isbell is at the top of his game. He is widely acclaimed as one of the best songwriters and possesses a devoted audience who have pushed his last two albums to the top of the charts. Saturday, June 26th, currently scheduled, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. This production has sold out arenas and venues all over the world since 1995 and is the absolute best and most authentic ABBA show there is. It's like Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Does Your Mother Know, Take a Chance, SOS, The Winner Takes It All, Super Trooper, Money, 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 and many, many more are delivered with such accuracy that it's hard to believe that it's not the real ABBA on stage. Okay, PNC Arena in Raleigh. You can check them online at thepncarena.com. And they're still scheduling NC State basketball games and games with the Carolina Hurricanes. But please check scheduling on a regular basis for if you plan to attend. Also, the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series game has been postponed. And then there is nothing on the schedule at PNC Arena until Friday, June 11th. And that's the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Fans will experience the Dudes up close and personal when they bring the action right into the audience with crazy stunts, competitive battles, some of their most funny and embarrassing stories, outlandish stereotypes, maybe an appearance from the Rage Monster, and several of their most popular segments from their award-winning overtime series like Cool, Not Cool, and Wheel Unfortunate with Ned Forrester. Then on Wednesday, August 4th at PNC Arena, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. And then we have Tuesday, August 17th, Rage Against the Machine. This is their public service announcement tour. Also in August at PNC Arena, August 18th, which is a Wednesday evening, and the performer is Michael Bublé. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.